Smart English Today, SET, Intermediate 3. Intensive Listening, Title, Using Integrated Pest Management.
Sahabat cerdas, kamu akan mendengar kembali percakapan dialog antara seorang pembawa acara dan Mr. Smith, seorang ahli pengelolaan hama terpadu dalam sebuah acara bincang-bincang di televisi. Bersiaplah untuk menjawab pertanyaan yang diberikan.
Please listen carefully. We Got It is a talk show program on TV. It airs weekly and discusses various topics. Today's talk is about pest management, and today's guest is Mr. Smith.
Pests are considered to be a major problem in agriculture. What do you think, Mr. Smith?
Yes. Well, there's no easy solution. Pesticides are commonly used, but they also cause many problems.
How can the problems of pests be solved then?
I think combined strategies that control pests with minimal risk to the environment are needed. Pesticides are very harmful, you know?
I see. Can you explain further?
Firstly, pesticides contain chemicals. These chemicals are absorbed by the soil and build up residues in the environment. Naturally, this reduces the quality of farm products. Pests can also gradually become resistant to pesticides. Consequently, newer and stronger pesticides have to be developed. Furthermore, some pesticides harm and kill non-target animals, which affects the natural balance in nature.
Well, it's clear that pesticides are not an ideal solution. Is there anything else that we can do to manage pests?
Identification of pests will help in determining the best management strategy to be used. Natural enemies such as predators, competitors, and parasites can be used to control pests. If pesticides are used, they must be used in a way that is not harmful to people, non-target organisms, or the environment. I hope these strategies will help you to use the best and the safest pest control strategies.
Yes, that's very interesting, Mr. Smith. Do you have anything to add before we finish?
I truly believe that integrated pest management is a safe and more effective way to fight pests in agriculture. Harmful pesticides should not be used any longer.
Sahabat cerdas, sekarang jawablah soal-soal berikut. Pilih salah satu jawaban yang benar menurut pendapatmu.
Answer the questions by choosing A, B, C, D, or E. Question number one. According to the guest speaker, what can be used to control pests? A, natural enemies. B, natural balance. C, ecology. D, residue. E, non-target animals. Question number two. What does the residue caused by the chemicals in pesticides do to produce? A, it kills non-target animals. B, the pests become resistant. C, it reduces the quality of farm produce. D, it disturbs natural enemies. E, it destroys the natural balance in nature. Question number three. Which of the following things are affected by pesticide use? A, plants and animals. B, ecosystems. C, human beings. D, the environment. E, all of the above. Question number four. One of the harmful impacts of using chemical pesticides is A, non-target animals are killed. B, increased crop productivity. C, more balanced ecosystems. D, that pests become inactive. E, the reduced pollutants in the environment? Question number 5. Pests can also gradually become resistant to pesticides. A synonym for the word resistant is A. weak, B. fragile, C. damaged, D. unaffected, E. unbalanced.
Sahabat cerdas, ayo kita bahas jawaban soal tadi. Soal nomor 1 berbunyi,
Question number 1. According to the guest speaker, what can be used to control pests? A. Natural enemies, B. Natural balance, C. Ecology, D. Residue, E. Non-target animals.
Apa jawabanmu? Ya, jawaban yang benar adalah
A. Natural enemies.
Mengapa demikian? Sahabat cerdas, soal tadi menanyakan mengenai apa yang bisa digunakan untuk mengendalikan hama. Untuk menjawabnya, kita dengarkan lagi percakapan antara sang pembawa acara dan Mr. Smith.
Well, it's clear that pesticides are not an ideal solution. Is there anything else that we can do to manage pests?
Yes, identification of pests will help in determining the best management strategy to be used. Natural enemies such as predators, competitors, and parasites can be used to control pests. If pesticides are used, they must be used in a way that is not harmful to people, non-target organisms, or the environment. I hope these strategies will help you to use the best and the safest pest control strategies.
Nah, kita tahu bahwa ada cara lain untuk mengendalikan hama selain menggunakan pestisida, yaitu dengan menggunakan
natural enemies such as predators, competitors, and parasites.
Jadi jawaban yang benar adalah
A. Natural enemies.
Kita lanjutkan dengan pembahasan soal nomor 2.
Question number 2. What does the residue caused by the chemicals in pesticides do to produce? A. It kills non-target animals. B. The pests become resistant. C. It reduces the quality of farm produce. D. It disturbs natural enemies. E. It destroys the natural balance in nature.
Apa jawabanmu? Ya, jawaban yang benar adalah
C. It reduces the quality of farm produce.
Mengapa demikian? Sahabat cerdas, soal tadi menanyakan mengenai dampak dari residu yang dihasilkan dari penggunaan bahan-bahan kimia dalam pestisida. Kita dengarkan kembali penggalan percakapan antara pembawa acara dan Mr. Smith.
I see. Can you explain further?
Firstly, pesticides contain chemicals. These chemicals are absorbed by the soil and build up residues in the environment. Naturally, this reduces the quality of farm products. Pests can also gradually become resistant to pesticides. Consequently, newer and stronger pesticides have to be developed. Furthermore, some pesticides harm and kill non-target animals, which affects the natural balance in nature.
Nah, kita tahu bahwa bahan kimia yang terserap di tanah akan menjadi residu dan secara alami akan
reduces the quality of farm products.
Jadi, jawaban yang benar adalah
C. It reduces the quality of farm produce.
Kita lanjutkan dengan pembahasan soal nomor 3.
Question number 3. Which of the following things are affected by pesticide use? A. Plants and animals. B. Ecosystems. C. Human beings. D. The environment. E. All of the above.
Apa jawabanmu? Ya, jawaban yang benar adalah
E. All of the above.
Mengapa demikian? Sahabat cerdas, Soal tadi menanyakan mengenai apa saja yang akan terpengaruh dengan penggunaan pestisida. Kita dengarkan kembali percakapan antara pembawa acara dan Mr. Smith berikut.
I see. Can you explain further?
Firstly, pesticides contain chemicals. These chemicals are absorbed by the soil and build up residues in the environment. Naturally, this reduces the quality of farm products. Pests can also gradually become resistant to pesticides. Consequently, newer and stronger pesticides have to be developed. Furthermore, some pesticides harm and kill non-target animals, which affects the natural balance in nature.
Nah, dari penjelasan Mr. Smith tadi, kita tahu bahwa banyak sekali yang terpengaruh oleh penggunaan pestisida, seperti produk-produk pertanian, hewan peliharaan, hewan-hewan yang bukan merupakan target pestisida, dan keseimbangan alam.
Farm products, pets, non-target animals, and natural balance.
Sehingga, jawaban yang benar adalah
E. All of the above.
Kita lanjutkan dengan pembahasan soal nomor 4.
Question number 4. One of the harmful impacts of using chemical pesticides is A. Non-target animals are killed. B. Increased crop productivity. C. More balanced ecosystems. D. That pests become inactive. E. The reduced pollutants in the environment.
Apa jawabanmu? Ya, jawaban yang benar adalah
A. Non-target animals are killed.
Mengapa demikian? Sahabat cerdas, soal tadi menanyakan mengenai salah satu dampak berbahaya dari penggunaan pestisida kimia. Kita dengarkan lagi penggalan percakapan berikut.
I see. Can you explain further?
Firstly, pesticides contain chemicals. These chemicals are absorbed by the soil and build up residues in the environment. Naturally, this reduces the quality of farm products. Pests can also gradually become resistant to pesticides. Consequently, newer and stronger pesticides have to be developed. Furthermore, some pesticides harm and kill non-target animals, which affects the natural balance in nature.
Nah, salah satu dampak berbahaya dari penggunaan pestisida yang disebutkan oleh Mr. Smith adalah
Some pesticides harm and kill non-target animals, which affects the natural balance in nature.
Sehingga, jawaban yang benar adalah
A. Non-target animals are killed.
Kita lanjutkan dengan pembahasan soal nomor 5.
Question number 5. Pests can also gradually become resistant to pesticides. A synonym for the word resistant is A. Weak. B. Fragile. C. Damaged. D. Unaffected. E. Unbalanced.
Apa jawabanmu? Ya, jawaban yang benar adalah
D. Unaffected.
Mengapa demikian? Sahabat cerdas, soal tadi menanyakan mengenai persamaan kata dari kata resistant. Ketika Mr. Smith mengatakan
Firstly, pesticides contain chemicals. These chemicals are absorbed by the soil and build up residues in the environment. Naturally, this reduces the quality of farm products. Pests can also gradually become resistant to pesticides. Consequently, newer and stronger pesticides have to be developed. Furthermore, some pesticides harm and kill non-target animals, which affects the natural balance in nature.
Nah, kata resistant memiliki arti yang sama dengan
Unaffected.
Sehingga jawaban yang benar adalah
D. Unaffected.
Sahabat cerdas, kamu telah menyelesaikan latihan 2 dengan baik. Sekarang, bersiaplah mengikuti bagian terakhir dari program ini.
Okay, listen to the next track please. Be ready to follow the instructions.